apart now, baby. Won't you just take it? Take another little piece of my heart. I know you will, and you will break it. Break another little piece of my heart now, baby. You know you got it. If it makes you feel good, oh, so good. Take another little piece of my heart now.
Faith Hill, 98 Q Country. On a cold Tuesday, it's a good time since we can't play ball because of the cold and such. No school. We'll talk about it. We'll good time to get our coaches in, and we'll talk Shawamigan ball with Coach Tollickson in just a moment. We'll talk Phillips Lager boys basketball. Coach Amy Ring, nice enough to join us to do that. Coach, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Did you get to sleep in today, a day off? Did the kids let you sleep in?
Just a little bit they did.
All right. Always nice to have a little bit of a break, but it certainly disrupts the rest of the schedule here. We're scheduled to have you play Shawamigan tonight, so hopefully we won't have too many more delays. Never good to backload those games too much, is it, to get them that tight, that close together?
No, for a number of reasons. One, because when we get down to the end of the schedule, they're already, you know, pretty tight for games, so we're going to have to try to... We actually lost the Tomahawk game last night, so we're going to try to have to find somewhere. And with the officials shortage and things, it definitely makes things challenging.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the biggest challenges. And we're scheduled with more conference games. Now you have Stratford coming up on Thursday. Let's talk a little bit about the season. I was taking a look at some of your scores. You've really had it's been a battle all year, no matter who you've been playing and where you've been playing them. You've had... You've had a lot of tight games this year, and you've managed to win more than you've lost, so that's always good for a coach. But your team has battled and has tested, I guess, with some pretty competitive tight games this year.
Yeah. You know, with any season, nothing is linear. Everything is constantly changing, and we've had some sicknesses and some injuries and things like that, and that always makes things – a little bit more challenging, but we have been on the right side of the column a little more, like you had said. But our kids have been stepping up, and you know, we've been winning games different ways. You know, we really wanted to get out and push the ball this season because we had felt like we had some athletes to do so. But the last week we kind of actually slowed things down a little bit and worked the ball, and so we're just showing different ways to win.
Yeah, 7-4 so far on the year. Yeah, low-scoring game last week, 42-41. That's old-school stuff there, Coach Ring. usually we're always in the 60s and 70s. That's old-school score there.
It is, and buckets were tough to come by that night, and you know, we just happened to put one in at the right time.
Yeah, 42-41, Utah Prentice, and that was a classic game. Talk a little bit about your team, the personality of it. I know you got a good leader. It's always nice for a coach to have somebody like J.J. out there, J.J. Hakkinen, who's such an energetic floor leader, a point guard. That's a blessing because a lot of times you struggle to find that person on a team, right?
Yeah, and J.J. is actually the one who put it in for us to win against Prentice on Thursday night. And, you know, you can't say enough about him offensively or defensively. And you were absolutely right. Finding a point guard with somebody that, you know, can handle the ball, handle the offense, handle, you know, he's a great teammate. So he kind of knows everybody's personalities and is a calming presence at times. And we rely on him for so many things. I mean, we ask him usually to guard the opposing team's best player, and he's 5'7", and sometimes those kids are not 5'7", and he is always up for that challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't teach height, right? That's sometimes, but he's overcome that very well. Talk a little bit about some of the other players, some of your players that maybe have been in and out of the lineup due to injury, sickness, and some of the other key contributors this year so far.
You know, Lane has really stepped up. You have to remember that coming into high school, Lane was also 5'7", and he's now currently 6'3". And so he has been is huge for us offensively and defensively. He's had to play a little more inside, which he doesn't always like, but he's learning, and I think he's accepting that for us. And so he's been huge for us. You know, Shea has missed a game, but yet, you know, he might not be the, you know, see it in the scoring sheet, but I mean, his defense and rebounding is what we need from him. And we always, I mean, who doesn't need that on their team? Colin Kleinschmidt has been huge for us. He had a couple huge buckets against Prentice. He's really stepped up his defense, and I absolutely love his energy at all times. He's a competitor. We've been missing Braden Rivak. He took a charge in that Shawamigan game and broke a bone in his arm, and so we have been without him, which is a challenge when he's shooting, I think, 43% from three. And so we are happy to get him back this week, and for him to be good to go. We've got him cleared yesterday, and so he's going to be back in our lineup, and we're going to try to work him back in and get him, you know, kind of back in the flow of things. But he just really stretches the floor for us, and he has become a pretty good defender here. You know, we have BJ Lawaris. He had to step up into a starting role, but you know, he's a good defender and a good ball handler. Josh Edwards has come off the bench for us and had to start actually here. He's a freshman, and Josh is, you know, we took, I think, 14 charges on the year last year, and Josh already has, I think, 7 as a freshman, which is, wow. You know, those aren't things that show up in a huge stat sheet, but when we look at that, that's, we believe those are huge momentum swings. Johnny Parker has gotten in, and he's working his way to understanding what varsity basketball's life, and gave us some really valuable minutes against Prentice, and hopefully we can get some more valuable minutes from him.
Yeah. How has the high school basketball game, you're there every game, every year, as far as the three-point line goes, we're seeing an increase in that in college. Obviously, the NBA is just kind of a freak show of NBA shots. But how's high school? Have we leveled off a little bit, or do you see even a little bit more shot attempts from behind that three-point line every year?
I think you see a lot more shot attempts every year, but I also think that people look at the analytics and not only that, more kids are shooting them, right? Like, you know, let's give Lane for an example. He's 6'3", and so if you didn't watch us or didn't know him, you'd be like, oh, he's probably an inside player, but he's been a guard for all of his life, right? And so just because he's 6'3" doesn't mean he can't shoot it. So you're seeing also kids with different skill sets be able to step out and shoot that. So I think the volume of shots just continues to rise.
Yeah. I was taking a look at the tournament, your sectional for upcoming tournaments. And unlike years past where it seemed like, you know, you always had the same teams in your sectional and your regional. Every year it's kind of a mystery, isn't it, Coach? The pairings come out, or the teams that are going to be in your section come out, and teams are always floating in and out due to the enrollment thing and due to teams moving up and down a division. So we've got teams like Washburn in yours now, and even Abbotsford in there. So every year it's a little bit different, yeah, for tournaments, isn't it?
It really is. And in you hit it on the head with the enrollments in teams moving up and down. And now the multiplier is also into play. And so they're constantly putting in pieces. I mean, last year you had Washburn in our sectional and Iola Scandinavia. I mean, if one of those teams would have to travel, I mean, you're talking a full 3 hours for a tournament game, possibly on a Tuesday night. So that it's challenging. I think you still have the same staple core teams there. Edgar, Marathon, Stratford, Auburndale, are all in it. And then I feel like some of the outliers, you know, teams like Washburn, I think, can slide in and out. I think Hurley is another team that now is in this year that wasn't last year. I think they replaced Iola, but those are kind of more outlier teams.
Yeah, we go back to the old days when we used to do it alphabetical back in my day.
Yes.
Home team.
They did it when I was in high school as well. So alphabetical.
Alphabetical home team 1 year would get to host it. That was not a good way to do it. But it's a tough region you're in. You guys got to be ready to roll, and hopefully you'll be healthy, Coach, because that is a tough grouping that you have come tournament time.
Absolutely. I mean, when you really look at that whole sectional, like the four teams I just mentioned, Auburndale, Edgar, Marathon, Stratford, those teams are just, they're very good year in and year out. And, you know, Crandon is in there. Hurley's always a good team. Washburn has good teams, you know, so it's not, I don't know if it's loaded, but I mean, there's not anybody who you're like, oh yeah, that's a team we would like to see. I mean, everybody's tough in this sectional, and you know, you, like I said, there's not anybody that you're like, oh, this is going to be an easy game. There are no gimmies in this sectional.
Yeah, nobody unbeatable, but yet, yeah, not that team that you're like, well, we got that one. That's definitely not there. All right, who helps you out coaching wise? I know your JV coach works hard. Talk about who your assistants are.
Yeah, so my JV coach is Brady Bowles, and Coach Bowles has kind of been with me from the start. He brings so much to us with scouting and running some analytics, and he's a big basketball guy. He has done so well with our JV program and really trying to help develop those kids. And Nate Belon also is one of our assistants, and Nate primarily helps with me. But you know, Nate has been in the program, and so he knows what we're striving towards and knows the expectations. So it's really helpful to have another set of eyes and another voice other than mine on that varsity level.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for all you do for the kids. It's not an easy job what you do, so thank you so much. And good luck to you the rest of the way. We look forward to following you. We'll try to make Jeff Haken behave in his coverage of your team, so we'll keep him in wraps. Okay, Coach?
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Amy Ring, she is head coach of the Phillips Logger boys basketball team. They're having a pretty nice season so far. I believe 7-4. Is there a record on the air? I kid about Mr. Haken, and of course, passionate about the Logger sports, and we appreciate him and Nathan Podewaltz and all they do to bring you Phillips sports action here on 98Q. We were scheduled to have a couple of games tonight. They are called off, of course. Hurley was supposed to be at Shawamigan Boys. Shawamigan was supposed to be at Phillips Girls. So our next game now I got to look at the reschedule, but I believe our next game is not till next Monday now, when we have Mellon at Butternut Girls scheduled for next Monday. That schedule is updated for you at 98qcountry.com. We'll archive that interview with Coach Ring. I'll have that on the website a little bit later today. We'll talk Shawamigan boys hoops. Coach Tollickson will join us in just a few moments.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first major act of his second term pardons for 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. Asked about pardoning and commuting sentences for those who had attacked law enforcement, he told reporters,
"I've been in jail for a long time already. I see murderers in this country get 2 years, 1 year, and maybe no time. So they've already been in jail for a long time. These people have been destroyed."
He also signed executive orders declaring an emergency at the southern border and taking the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. Dangerous cold impacting tens of millions of people. Snow is falling in areas of the country not used to snow, like New Orleans and parts of Texas. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Another day of dangerous fire conditions as winds pick up in Southern California, and the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas holds, but Israel's top generals resigned, citing failures related to the October 7th attack. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Joel Karnick sat down with Park Falls native Kayla Kozak to talk about the journey that led her and her dog Smokey to the Westminster Dog Show.
Born and raised in Park Falls. My dad is from the Phillips area and been in Park Falls my whole life, other than when I left for college and some career time down in Milwaukee. But I'm back in the area now so that I can campaign Smokey, like you said, all over the country. So
yeah. So how long have you been traveling to the dog shows and doing this part of your life, Kayla?
Well, my mom started before I was born, and the joke is that when I was probably 3 or 4, Dad said, "All right, you got to take one of these kids with you if you want to keep going." So I started joining her and walked into the ring the first time when I was just shy of 5 years old.
Really?
I've never stopped.
This full interview can be found on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. A bird that migrates here every winter has been seen more often than usual. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Over 80 snowy owls have been observed in Wisconsin this year, which is more than in the past 2 winters combined. Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. While they're exciting to see, try to help these beautiful birds survive. Never approach them too closely. You're too close if the bird responds to your presence in any way, like frequently looking at you, sitting erect with eyes open in your direction, or flying from its perch. And turn off your car engine. Use a quiet voice and do not play audio. And no picture is worth jeopardizing the well-being of these majestic birds. Let's all do our part to ensure their safe return to the Arctic this spring.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won 4 in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with an up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over 500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports on Mike Clemens.
And we continue more of the coaches show. We're going to talk all Shawamigan boys basketball. And Coach Tollickson is with us from the boys team. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing all right. It's always can be a good thing and a bad thing when you get a break like this in the middle of the season. Maybe the break from a couple of games isn't too bad, but getting the kids into practice can be a little troublesome sometime. But sometimes the break isn't a bad thing, right?
Yeah, just a couple of days off here because of the weather. Obviously, I think that would be a good thing for us, just to kind of gather ourselves a little bit, rest the legs. I'm hoping that'll be a good thing for us, get back to practicing tomorrow.
Yeah, you were supposed to have Hurley coming in tonight for a big youth night. Do we have a rescheduled date on that yet, Coach, or are we still working on that?
We're still working on that. We have an idea, but I will let you know when we get that confirmed. It'll probably get pushed to February.
Yeah, that youth program. Let's talk a little bit about, before we talk about your team, that youth program is always a good place to build the program, and you got a good number of kids out having a good time and a good experience playing basketball, right?
Yeah. We have our Little Eagles, we call it, which is our 4YK through second grade. We kind of made a change this year to our youth program. So our youth program consists of 4YK, kindergarten, first and second, and that's ran by you know, Mr. Patterson and his sisters, Hammy Bay and Brandon Bay and myself, but they really take the lead on it, and they do that on some Saturdays. And it's just a 7 or 8 Saturdays this winter. And then we have our 3rd through 6th grade boys and girls playing up in Ashland in the new, it's, I think it's the 3rd year in that Ashland league. And so 2nd or 3rd year, but that's been a really good experience for us. We got three boy teams playing up there in 3rd through 6th grade, and 3 girls teams as well. So we had quite a few kids out for that, and we got a lot of parent coaches helping with that. So that's been a really positive thing for the program.
All right, jumping ahead to your season so far. You've had, I mean, the competition, of course, every year it seems like it's tougher and tougher. You've had some tough, you never know when you schedule these non-conference games a few years ahead of time, but teams like, you know, the Ladysmiths and the Camerons that are really strong this year on your non-conference style. The schedule's been tough, but your team has had some really close games, especially early in the year, and I'm sure you're hoping that that'll build a little character as we head toward tournament time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, we just feel like, you know, each night is never really get a break, but I don't think you really want that anyway. You want to be competitive every night. You want to play tough teams. And, you know, right away with Spencer and then, you know, a game we felt we should have, you know, we were right there. And Marathon played extremely well and ended up losing by 3. And then, you know, Assumption, you know, we didn't play good the first half, and second half we cut it to 4, and, you know, and then Phillips was a real tight game, and, you know, just all, you know, all very good competitive games and really good programs. So, you know, the first, you know, 6-7 games was really a battle. And then we had some games were a little more lopsided with the Prentice, Ladysmith, and Cameron, which are, you know, 3 very good teams and programs, and then got that big win at Athens. But yeah, we feel like we're, you know, we play a good half or a good, you know, 20 minutes, and we have some stretches where we just don't execute and stuff, but we do a lot of good things. We're happy with where we're at here. We just keep working and trying to put it all together by tournament time.
Yeah. What kind of challenge does it provide? You're not a deep team this year, so there's guys that are seeing a lot of floor time, and sometimes some years just provide that to coaches. So what kind of challenge does that provide to you trying to be strategic and keeping the kids, you know, keeping them, keeping their strength up and keeping, because playing a whole game's tough sometimes, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, for sure. We have 8 juniors. We consider our varsity of 8 juniors. And then, you know, we have 1 sophomore and 5 freshmen in the entire program, 14 guys. So, you know, we got a freshman playing a little varsity time now, a little bit here, but, and Sean Morgan, but it's tough at times, but, you know, we're getting a better hold on the rotation and, you know, how we want to do things there. You know, we really start with, you know, defensively. So guys that can come in and contribute and defend and rebound is what we look for a lot. But yeah, it's been a challenge. Plus we want to keep our JV program going in the right direction. So we want to make sure that, you know, that program and those guys get their opportunities too. So, you know, so for right away, we were just suiting 6 guys. Now we're suiting 7 down on the JV with a couple guys just playing a half of JV. So, It's challenging at times, but I think, you know, just kind of working together, talking to the guys and, you know, and communicate with them and them giving us their feedback has been really productive as well.
And it is an advantage for you when you have a player like Cooper Mikulski. I mean, other teams know that he's very hard to stop. So that's kind of their key. So your other players filling in around that and hitting a few threes here and there is key for you, I'm sure, because you know that teams are going to be looking to shut down Cooper, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Cooper is just so athletically gifted and works so hard. You know, he's always wanting to be in the gym. He's always in the gym. And he just, you know, he's kind of that next guy in our program to help be that type of leader. So, yeah, the things that Cooper can do is just, it's just phenomenal. And, you know, a lot of us are just, we have big eyes sometimes, the things that he can do in a basketball game. But, yeah, he's, we really ride with him. But, along with Cooper, as Marcus Purdy has really came into his own, playing just phenomenal basketball as our point guard. Excuse me. And, you know, those 2 guys, along with Jared Heckendorf, Jared just gets to the rim and finishes so well at the rim, and he's our best defender. You know, we put Jared on the other team's best offensive player most games. So, you know, those 3 guys, along with Antonio Petzl, you know, is our kind of our core 4 there, and then Antonio Petzl hits, you know, some big shots, big threes, along with Marcus and Cooper, and And then Jared, you know, just getting to the rim. We feel like our strength is getting to the rim. And then, you know, our four guys who come in, Mason Mahokey is super athletic, is really starting to gain some confidence, and he can really shoot it. And then Dominic Seabury, Norson Rodriguez, and Ian Schlayer as well, along with Sean Morgan. So, yeah, we have moments where we really play as a team. We really talk about that a lot. We really emphasize, you know, making the extra pass, being unselfish, and, you know, getting the ball moving and trying to get into the rim. We feel that's our strength. And then when we get those open looks, we really can shoot it. But we struggled to shoot from three at the beginning of the year. And now the last couple of games, we're getting some better looks, we feel, and we're starting to knock those shots down.
Yeah, and looking at the schedule coming up, you've got some games that appear to be all going to be competitive and gettable. I mean, you have the potential of getting a few here, and I'm not saying these teams are bad, but they're going to be real competitive teams at Newman. Phillips-Shawamigan rivalry is always good. At Flamboyant, you got Prentice at home, Stratford at home. So tough games, but I think you and the kids probably see that opportunity to get a few here, improve that seeding as we head toward tournament time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any opponent we have, we never feel that we're, you know, just in talking with the guys and we watch film or, you know, just, you know, in practice, we never feel that we're out of it. We feel we can compete with anybody. And the guys understand, you know, it's just those little things that sometimes go unnoticed, the turnovers and, you know, rebounding and those things that, you know, we just work on a lot, and then obviously having to score. But yeah, we're excited. We're excited about Friday night, Newman, and obviously Phillips is always a great game and coach ring in that program. So we're excited. We just, you know, we want to keep working hard, and the guys work so hard. Our guys are very, I mean, we have some pretty intense practices, I feel, and you know, the guys, they really, it's fun. Even though we're 3-10, these guys are all in, they're bought in. We talk about that a lot. You know, they talk about being a team and relying on each other. And so these guys really have worked hard and they get it. And the great thing is we don't lose anybody to next year. We have no seniors. So, you know, I'm really proud of how these kids have really come together as a team.
Yeah, no matter what that seed is going to tournaments, I was talking with Coach Ring about that before you came on the air from Phillips, and this is a section for basketball going into tournaments that there's not any teams that you're like, ooh, they're just an exceptional team, and there's not any teams that you can say, ooh, they're a bad team. Everybody, there are going to be some real competitive games, no matter if you're a 2 or 3 seed or a 13 seed when it comes to tournament time.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, we've been looking at it, you know, I looked at it throughout the year quite a bit, looking at it now, and I feel the same way. And with Mr. Patterson has done a great job, our athletic director, of, you know, everybody in our sectional we play this year except one. We don't have Colby on the schedule, but everybody else is on their schedule. So we're going to see everybody in the regular season. And, you know, I think that's a positive thing for us too. So, yeah, it should be fun, you know, getting that draw and see where you're at. But, you know, if we can put some games together here throughout the, yeah, you know, last 11 games of the season, will be big for us.
Talk about who helps you out. I know you mentioned Mr. Patterson with the youth. Who else is involved with helping with the program this year?
Well, yeah, Mr. Patterson now with the youth. And then our youth coaches, we got Gabe Zilke, coaches our 3rd and 4th grade, and his son plays down there. And then we have, Rich Hughley and Robert Hahn, Doug Purdy and Dave Larson all coach our 5th and 6th graders, because we have 2 teams there. And then Adam Hoffman and Doug Purdy coach our 7th and 8th grade Travin League and the GNBL. And then I got Michael Zilke is a first-year JV basketball coach, a young guy that is, you know, just basically came back this way. He's from the area, from Glidden, and he's coaching his first year of basketball and with the JV boys, and he's a lot of fun. The guys really enjoy getting to know him, and he brings a lot of energy. Being a, you know, just a first year coach, and he's very intuitive and wants to be there. Works hard, loves, you know, just having extra sessions, open gyms, and so having him is a really important part of our program.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for all the work you do with the kids and your passion for the game. Good luck to you, and we'll look forward to following the Screaming Eagles for the rest of the season. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank you, Joel. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Coach Thomas Tollickson with the Shawamigan boys basketball team. They got a few road games coming up here. They'll be back home again, unless that Hurley one is rescheduled. The next home game right now is scheduled for February the 4th when they got Prentice coming to town. But you can always check out the schedule at the CSDK12.net website. Thank you to Coach Tollickson for joining us on this edition of our Coach's Show.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 27 below. 98 Q Country.
A little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold them close, till the brakes go for broke, be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it. Yeah. take it slow, cause time sure won't reanimate you a man. Just being true to her till your glass runs out the same. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it.
Kick it off!
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
All right. All right. Yeah, it's all right. All right. Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by.
Rucker. It's all right. 98Q Country. Still lingering at about 20-something below. Wind chill factor is going to be a factor here through midday today. Things will start to warm up here through the day, and we'll eventually, by this time tomorrow, we'll be several degrees above zero. Temperatures tomorrow should be double digit on the plus side. Well, it is Tuesday, doing little tacos down at Phillips Cafe. They bring in the Stony Pub Mexican menu there every Tuesday. This will be a good way to warm up if you can make it down there. Put a little extra hot sauce on that. That'll toast your innards. So tacos are, not sure that's the way Donnie wanted us to promote that, but tacos. The Stony Pub, the good stuff there. They're teaming up to bring you all the good stuff at your local Phillips Cafe, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Everything at a standstill today, no schools. Everybody's going to thaw out all the buses and get everything rolling and make sure that we can get the kids back to a normal schedule and get you back to a normal schedule tomorrow. Even though I'm lucky I don't have a job that I have to be outside and do much out, it's just something about the, I don't know if it's just the crispness in the air or if it's just, I don't know what it is, but it just kind of drains you a little bit. And I don't know if it's because I've told my wife yesterday, I said, I feel like it's the pandemic today. I feel like I look outside and I'm like, oh, I can't go out there. I could go somewhere because I'm lucky enough to have a garage, but I just feel like, this is where I'm going to be today. And I was all right with it for the most part. Now I'm done. I'm good. I've had a couple of days of slothing around the house. And Gray is doing his best to sugar me up this morning with all kinds of baked treats that he's made over this frozen tundra. So I'm be bouncing off the walls here just in time to turn it over to McKay in the midday. He's coming up at 10 o'clock for you here.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities. Yours and ours for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 26 below.
98Q Country.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Wanna go downtown, maybe have a little high dollar wine? Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch-offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Down a two-lane road, find them to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon, baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Stay up all night, see if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7 come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little, I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Now do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, but we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Tell me, do I make you wanna
to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
It ain't no surprise, sparks start a-flying like the 4th of July. She gets me so hot and my heart starts a-popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. Got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a blonde bottle rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker. I ought to take a row in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. Well, she's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. Firecracker, she's the light of my life. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life.
One nice thing about the really cold weather.
Firecracker.
You don't need firecrackers. You just listen to the ice snapping on your roof. If you have an old house, you know what I mean. And if you live near a lake, oh, you hear the cracking of the ice out there. All of a sudden, you look at your significant other. They look at you and just like, what was that? I don't know. I hope it was the ice. If it wasn't, we're all in trouble. I'm going to warm up gradually today, gradually. We're still stuck in that 20, 25 below range, but by this time tomorrow, we'll be above zero, well above zero. In fact, temperatures will probably only be 3-4 below by supper time tonight, beginning the warm front. Can you feel it? I can't. Bader Sports Center is there for you for Winterfest this weekend in Phillips. Big weekend, big week in Phillips, big ice fishing tournament. All the stuff you need to have a good experience ice fishing and enjoying the outdoors. Bader Sports Center, they've got 40% off Game High. They've got 40% off Trail Crest. They've even got some savings on Stormy Cromer stuff, too. That doesn't happen very often, 20% off. So check out their Facebook page and get on into Bader's this week. Bader Sports Center, I think Craig, I believe, is in tomorrow.
What is tomorrow?
Yeah, he's in tomorrow to talk a little bit about Winterfest and some of their savings, so we look forward to having him in here. So let's see. The only casualty of the cold weather here at the station is our station vehicle. It started yesterday morning, but this morning I went out there and it wasn't having anything to do with that. So there will be some jumper cables at some point. We're going to wait till it gets warmer out to do that. Hopefully things are moving for you. Kids will be back in school tomorrow. We'll get things back on schedule and rolling. Enjoy the time off if you are able to do that. And we got McKay standing by. He's going to take you 10 to 2. My brain's just absolutely just frozen today. I feel like every time I talk, I hear ice cracking. We got Gray in from 2 to 7. No local sports tonight. Everything has been called off. You have yourself a good Tuesday. We'll get back in here. We'll thaw things out, and we'll give you just a top quality, top notch reality radio tomorrow morning. We'll see you then.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it in going Wheelway Autos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
98Q Country.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke, I'm about to